producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
That's an adverb modifying the verb to speak. I can speak loudly. I can hear clearly now. It is Monday. Has anybody figured out what we're doing yet? It's Monday. That's probably all we need to know, right? Monday, Monday, Monday. Jennifer Horn.
It feels like Monday.
It feels. How does a Monday feel?
A little slow, a little, you know.
Oh,
we'll pick it up. We'll pick it up. Not that bad.
I've been up for hours.
I know.
Hours. Hours and hours. Kenny Kessler has been up for hours as well, working on putting a lot of things together for us to consider discussing. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day is a way to be in touch. 888-302-DOUG. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStefan.com. Rich is on the West Coast all week this week. And I'm not sure about all the other players, but who needs anybody else? I've got the best. I've got Jennifer. I've got Kenny. I've got you. And I have the Hadassah Medical Center. The Hadassah Medical Center is a place where both Jews and Arabs receive treatment. They work alongside each other. And they help each other with the process of living in a chaotic, crazed world. You've all seen the video. I went to sleep last night with the images, and I don't watch the news. Jennifer does. Kenny does. I just stay away from watching the news. But as I finished my night last night, I watched two or three good programs. Meredith's not around, so although most of the time on Sunday night, we watch Madam Secretary and The Good Wife. And before that, I saw a repeat of Castle. I don't know. Guy came in. I worked on the farm until about 6:30, quarter or 7. And I'd had enough. My back hurt. My legs hurt. I thought, okay, let's go. We'll have some soup.
Relax a little.
And watch some television. What the heck? So that's what I did. What did you do last night, Jennifer? Did you ward away any more homeless ladies, or are you
okay? Actually, I had a lovely handyman dad of mine come over and
dad the handyman.
Shore up my whole house.
But there are boards all around now. The windows are boarded up.
Let's just say I defy anybody to get in here now. I remember how easy it was
for me to get onto your porch. Remember a couple of years ago, I brought you a piece of equipment, and I left it. I think I even got it through the back door.
Yeah, for some reason, somehow the back door, you lucked out on the day when the back door was open. That will never happen again. I had a woman who, do you want me to tell the story now or should we wait?
So Jennifer was not here on Friday.
Yeah.
And here's the reason. Da, 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 da.
So I was out late on Thursday and I was kind of rushing home because I was going to be with you on, you know, bright and early in the morning. And so about 11 o'clock, I come into my house and I open the door and no cat. And usually Kitty Buddy is right at the front door screaming at me to eat dinner and no cat. And I thought, well, this is kind of weird. And I, you know, I'm thinking, did I lock her in my room? You know, what happened? Take about two more steps into the house and I hear voices talking to each other. And it's funny how you question yourself first. Have I finally lost my mind?
Yes,
did I leave a TV on? Why am I hearing voices? So I yelled out, hello, hello, who's in here? And the voices pause, and they say, someone's in the house. And at that point, it's funny how your body responds in a moment like that. I kind of like hulked up. And I'm like, all right, who's in this house? And I look outside towards my patio windows, and I see a light flash in at me. So I realize they're outside. So I go to my patio door, and I throw the door open, throw all the floodlights on, and kind of yell, who's out here? Who's out here? And I see a woman, and she goes, who are you? I said, I live here. Who are you? This house is vacant. And my friend told me this house is vacant. I said, no. She goes, well, how long have you lived here? I said, I've lived here a long time. You need to leave.
At that point, the conversation needed to start.
Right. I said, you need to leave. And she's trying to engage me. And she goes, can I stay here for just 5 minutes? I can't leave. I can't leave. I said, you need to leave now. And I slammed the door and I locked it. Because I thought there were two people out there. Because I heard a full-on conversation. Turns out the lady was just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, right?
Yeah.
So I go to my room and I'm like, do I call 911? Is this an emergency?
Why was there any hesitation?
Because you don't know if you call the police or the 911. So I call my mom, like every good woman would do.
Mom!
And I said, there's a woman on the patio. What do I do? And she goes, definitely call 911. So I did. And they said they would send a car. And my dad, who was with me at this event that we were at, I called him, and I knew he was on the road a few minutes behind me. So my mom calls me. She's like, I'm coming down there. So I'm like, well, as soon as you get here, call me so I can open the door, because I think there's two people out there still. Meanwhile, this woman is yelling and shouting, and I can hear her walking around the perimeter of the house. Just as my mom tells me, she's in front of the house, still no police. The woman starts slamming on the door. Wham, 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 wham. So I tell my mom, just stay in the car, just watch what's going on. If I need you, I'll call you. I just didn't want her to get into an altercation because I think there's two people out there, so I'm not quite sure what's going on. So finally, my mom's just watching from the car. My dad finally pulls up just as this woman has taken her shopping cart filled with just junk and is rolling it towards the front of my house just in time to get into an altercation with my father, who's now pulled up, who's now talking to her like a cat, going, go, 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 screaming at her to get out. She starts engaging with him, arguing that it's her house, that she's not leaving. Anyway, this goes on for 2 hours. I'll save you all the horrible details.
Yeah,
she will not leave, and the cops don't ever show up. Next day, I'm at work. My mom comes over with the handyman to check my door. We finally get her to leave, and she's back again. So we call the police. This woman ends up getting arrested. Again, I'll save you all the details. She's been arrested 105 times. She's assaulted people, allegedly. She's tried to steal kids from the local school, thinking that they're hers.
Right.
And, police
finally... So it speaks to the condition of the mental health services that we don't have in our country.
A couple of things I've learned. She's crazy. She admitted to the police that she does a lot of drugs. Mm-hmm. And, yes, so
how
there's an issue
them
for
if
that.
She's homeless and she has no money.
How do they get them? That's a great question.
Thank you.
A question number two is, I was disappointed, because you know I defend the police all the time, and I was disappointed that they didn't come. They actually called me at 2 a.m. and said, do you still need help? Well, this has now been 3 hours of, I could have been stabbed on the floor.
Yep. And you pay taxes and you get nothing.
So the next day the police officers said, really sorry, we had a shooting in the area. Well, that makes you think, are they understaffed? I mean, shouldn't they be able to deal with more than one issue?
Yep.
Kind of odd.
Mm-hmm.
So be ready to protect yourself. My dad spent most of the night Friday night locking up gates, and then he came back this weekend, and so it was pretty
scary. You have a gun, do you not?
Well, the funny thing was I just picked it up the day that this woman broke into my house.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I thought, is it karma? Should I not have this gun?
Mm-hmm.
So lots of questions, but yes, I do have one now, yes.
Well, it's a story worth hearing. I have not heard it. Actually, I thought yesterday I was going to call you and see what was going on, but then I got busy doing other things, and I thought if there was something that really was beyond, you were to call me.
Right.
So I didn't, and I didn't actually, your father and I have been emailing back and forth all weekend, but not about you.
He was very concerned. Because
yeah, of course he was. He's your father, for God's sake.
Well, and the fact that she came back was an issue. And, you know, the other thing that the police did that I was kind of icky about is that she had the shopping cart. They left it in front of my property when they arrested her.
Really?
So in her crazy mind, her shopping cart is back at my house, and I'm fully expecting to see her today because that's when she'll be released. So it's too bad all the way around. But mental health, big issue.
But you know what? Also, something, and this comes down to personal choices. You chose to live in that house, at your grandmother's house. It's a place that means something to you.
Right.
But at some point, you really do, I think, have to come to grips with it. I'm betting your father is thinking this, even though he hasn't said it to you, and maybe even your mother's thought it.
Oh, no. My mom wants me to move. My dad thinks it's fine. The problem is, I have not had any issues with this house. Mm. There has been a huge homeless population in my town for years, and they lived in the wash. And last week, the wash, which happens to be at the end of my street, was cleaned out by police officers. And these, it's like hitting a bee's nest where all these homeless people are now displaced. They have nowhere to go, and they're buzzing around the whole city. And it's a real bummer because someone needs to figure out what to do with them. Mm-hmm. Clean out the wash, that's great, but what's next?
Well, I have the same problem in Santa Monica, and I live in the high-rent district. This will be my last winter in the house that have been in for the past, I don't know, 7 or 8 years. I think it was 2006 when I first bought it. And it's a wonderful location in the sense that it's right off the PCH and near the beach. But the homeless population is incredible. The way the neighborhood is going to be rebuilt will make it a population mecca, which is not something that I want in any place, whether it's my farm or whether it's there. I mean, I live close enough and have in that experience there for 20-some-odd years, but it's a different sort of feeling, you know what I mean? It's a different crowd, and I feel crowded, and I've never felt crowded there before. But part of it is the problems of people who are just playing out of their minds.
Walking up and down
the street, they go to the beach. There's a causeway underneath the PCH that goes to the beach, and they loiter in there. They're drunk. They're doing drugs.
And people that don't live in California, I don't think really realize how bad the homeless population is, because they can stay on the street year-round here. It never gets that cold where you're going to freeze. And so on the West Coast, you get a lot of homeless people out. And, you know, someone said, well, they should build more shelters. Well, the problem is the people that aren't in shelters, they're crazy. I mean, I'm not trying to be insensitive, but they're either drug addicts or they're crazy, and they don't want to be in a shelter because they don't want to give up the control of being cuckoo.
It's time for us. This is an issue that ought to get some attention, certainly more than Donald Trump being on Saturday Night Live.
Although that was awesome.
I thought it was awful.
It was comic relief for me.
Awful, awful.
Really?
I was embarrassed.
I think it was bad.
And I haven't watched that show for a long time. The people who are on it are not funny.
Oh, yeah.
The script is not funny. I thought Trump, with what he was given to work on, Kenny, was okay. What did you think?
To be honest, I thought he looked foolish.
Yeah. I didn't think he didn't come across. I don't see that he did any good. No, it wasn't funny at all. Ratings were good, but
yeah,
we'll talk about
it
through the roof.
Next half hour. 19 after the hour on Good Day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This is Jane Applegate with another small business tip. Focus more on your business and job out tasks like finding a store to pack and ship for you, or even hiring someone to pick up your laundry. Staples, make more happen.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust.
Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards. It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Now 23 after the hour. It's Monday on the Doug. Wait a minute.
I'm sorry, what?
Monday, November the 9th. Looking at November and the number 9 sort of stuck in my craw. But it'll be more interesting on Wednesday because it'll be 11-11. And that's a magical number. We'll have to talk to Uri about the magic in the number 11-11. But right now, let's stick with the 9th. Or actually, let's go back to the 7th with the SNL appearance of Donald Trump. You heard me say, and Kenny agreed, that it was a horrible show. It was horrible. I don't see, excuse me, that this did him any good. Unless you just consider having my name and image in front of the public being a positive, and I guess with some people...
And it was a ratings monster.
Yeah, it was a big monster. Did superbly well for them, but it's a horrible show anymore. It's just not funny.
I don't think SNL's that funny. I don't think it has been for a while.
God,
but
it's terrible. Those people are awful. Meanwhile, and is it just me, the millennial? Do millennials think that they're funny? Those kids are all mostly millennials.
We should find one and ask.
On the show, yeah. Where's Kara? Yeah, she's not around until tomorrow. All right, anyway. So, but we'll take some excerpts from the show. And if you didn't hear some of them or you want to review some of them, that's cool. What did you think of Donald on SNL 888-302-3684? Can you get any comments, by the way, on Facebook or Twitter?
I have one Donald Trump comment, but it's not about Saturday Night Live.
All right, so save it for a bit. Nope. All right, here Trump jokes about being on SNL.
It's wonderful to be here. I will tell you, this is going to be something special. Many of the greats have hosted, as you know, this show, like me, in 2004. A lot of people are saying, Donald, you're the most amazing guy. You're brilliant. You're handsome. You're rich. You have everything going. The world is waiting for you to be president. So why are you hosting Saturday Night Live? Why? And the answer is, I have really nothing better to do.
See, that was a stupid thing to say.
Yeah.
But then those two other characters that play him came out. That was a pretty good bit.
Yeah, and that was Daryl Hammond, by the way.
Yeah, who'd come back, right?
That was fun.
Right, okay. Here he jokes about him being a nice fellow.
People think I'm controversial, but the truth is, I'm a nice guy. I don't hold grudges against anybody, like Rosie O'Donnell.
She said
some things about me that were hurtful and untrue. I said some things about her that were mean, but completely accurate.
Yeah, that was funny.
I thought it was funny.
And then that member of the cast came out. I didn't even understand that exchange. Did you, Kenny?
Which one?
The heavyset girl. That,
oh, no, she was...
He was supposedly mistaking her for Rosie O'Donnell.
He was so out of touch that he thought she was Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah. By that time, I think I'd already started to tune out. And then Larry David, who played Bernie Sanders in an earlier skit, wasn't funny then, but this bit is sort of...
To set the scene, this group has said, we'll give you $5,000 if anyone can get into the studio and yell that Donald Trump's a racist.
Yeah,
so,
So Larry David, here's that exchange.
We're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
You're a racist!
Who the hell is I? I knew this was going to happen.
Who is that?
Trump's a racist!
Larry David, what are you doing, Larry?
I heard if I yelled that, they'd give me $5,000.
That was great.
Businessman, I can fully respect that. That's okay.
Yeah, that was fun.
And you know what was so stupid on social media? Everybody's like, oh, Larry David got $5,000. Like, it was not a setup.
Hello, ding, ding, ding. Where are you, people?
Duh.
See, you'd been there.
Yeah, more than that,
I'd like to be a fly on the wall for a real conversation between Larry David and Donald Trump. Now, that would be something that would be, I think, worthwhile anyway.
Raven Simone on The View now thinks Bernie Sanders has been on SNL twice now.
Really? Here's Trump winning the presidency in that skit.
Mr. President, you did it.
Just like I promised, right?
Halfway through into your first term and prosperity is at an all-time high. In 2 years, you really made America great again.
See, I told you. It's more than just words in the silly head.
First Lady Melania is 100% correct.
See, now you're laughing.
That wasn't bad. 28 passed on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gary LaMarche of Democracy Alliance. Coming right up, Jeb Bush has been sliding in the polls. Did his performance at the second GOP debate keep him in the hunt?
Some statistics are surprising, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school, and fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Gary LaMarche. While Jeb Bush is sliding in the polls and has been mercilessly mocked by Donald Trump, did he show some spine and spunk by standing up to Trump in the GOP debate, too?
People have, as Rich said, to be true to themselves, and Jeb Bush is not apparently very comfortable most of the time in that kind of attack dog role in which he's been forced. I thought he... You know, he had a reasonably good debate. I still think it's the case that he's one of the maybe three people who have a chance of emerging from this as a nominee.
You know, I have a little sympathy for Jeb because it's obviously not easy to handle Trump, but I was a little shocked by the exchange over Jeb's wife. I just don't see how a political professional who's been around this game would suggest that Trump apologize and not know that there was zero chance that Trump would do it and not therefore have some stinging rebuke to close the exchange. He should have had something at the end saying, well, that's what I expected. Because it would have been the decent thing to do, and you're not a decent
man.
That
was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gary LaMarche of Democracy Alliance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Jeb.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to DollarDownfall.com. Again, that's DollarDownfall.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Miles from you, but our smiles make the miles not much of a problem at all. Smiles on the radio. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. The top 10 talk topics of the week generally are reviewed at some point on Monday morning. The poll over the weekend asks you to tell us what you think was the most important item, that is, from your perspective. What we do is give you the list of the top 10 that is created by Kenny and the folks at Talkers Magazine, and that list is supposedly a result of surveying the discussions on lots of programs, lots of hosts around the country over the course of the previous week to come up with what has been number one in terms of that whole overview. That doesn't mean it's number one with you. It just means it's number one with the majority of people. So here's how our poll, in terms of what you thought the top topics of the week were, how it all shook out. 19% of you said Election Day this past week, which is a refreshing good sign. Hopefully that whole discussion of how important all elections are will sort of trickle downhill, trickle down economic, so we'll change that to trickle down electioneering. Important, important, important. All the elections, everything, where you can be heard, your voice, your thoughts, your wishes, your desires can be heard.
And you can't take it for granted.
At the box office, and especially now. You can't take it for granted. You really can't.
Well, you know, so many people like to say, especially the naysayers, our vote doesn't count anyway. Well, you know what?
Yeah,
maybe, but it does.
No,
especially close elections and local elections. Big deal.
Let's remember that. Yeah. I thought, I was having a little drink of water, but thank you for noticing. Last night on The Good Wife.
I fell into my coffee cup, pardon me.
Okay. No, I fell into my glass of water. So last night on The Good Wife,
yes,
the theme was her husband, Peter, wants to run for president. and they're trying to create this ambiance of him being like Obama. And I was laughing sort of myself, why would you want to have anybody think that you were like Obama? That's a great, though. Really, the plots and the subplots are very, very well thought out. So if
and
you haven't watched that
funny
show.
How TV lately takes yep. stuff out of the headlines.
Oh,
and,
my
like,
God.
You can
Madam
watch
Secretary.
Blue Bloods and yep. and Castle for me. But Blue Bloods yeah. especially, yep. like weeks after something happened, yeah. it seems like the, right. the episodes correspond with like.
And the Madam Secretary episode last night was taking out an American who was a member of ISIS who had beheaded somebody, and they found who he was, and they vaporized him.
Wow.
And that was pretty interesting to see how all of that fit together. All right, so anyway, 19% of you said Election Day was the number one item that was most important to you. 18% of you said the Russian airliner crash, and I don't know... Well, I suppose I do. I mean,
well,
I thought
terrorism.
About it.
I think terrorism yeah. implications. Probably.
Yes, right. Yeah, and how it all fits together. Now, will this create a new wave of phony protectionism here with the TMZ? TMZ.
It's about time that Harvey 11 gets on it. He's been lax for way too long.
There's a Freudian. The TSA. You've been following, you know that Meredith, the lady in my life, is on a 2-week tour of Israel. Well, it would have been good if she went there because that would be a good extension of Egypt. And they've been to all kinds of really amazing places. And she's sort of been away from all of the action to a point. But they flew in into Egypt. And then they had 3 nights in Egypt to do the stuff, to around Cairo, the things that are important around Cairo. And then right. they flew down to the Aswan Dam area and came back up the Nile on a boat. But when they went to down to Aswan, it was an evening flight. They got there 4 hours before the flight, and it took them over 2 hours to go through security screening. That wasn't standing in line. That was going through their bags and
wow.
having interviews and wondering what they're doing there. And
did she know why? Had she heard the story?
Yeah. No, they followed the story. Yeah, no, they knew.
I'm curious to know what kind of news, because I know how different it was in Prague. Yeah. I'm interested to see what her news consumption
was. Well, they know what's going on more or less, but what she's doing is where she can. It's hard because there's no real Wi-Fi there, so you can't really...
She's been posting on Facebook an awful lot.
But
though.
The stuff that she's posted hasn't been from the trip.
Really?
It's all about her dogs and animals and stuff.
Oh, no,
like
I know. I just mentioned I saw her posting.
Yeah. All right, anyway. So she just gets into... That's a whole different story. All right, let's see. What else is important here to the people who reported back to us? 12% of you said the European migrant crisis. Yeah, okay, that's fine. 9% the presidential race. Let's see here. 9% Obamacare, yada, yada. So, Kenny, any comments about the... let's take last week's news, et cetera, and see if we want to put a face on it from some of the leftover comments that have come to facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day Show over the weekend. And I'll preface my own stuff by suggesting to you that I was on Facebook on Sunday for quite a while. I hadn't been on either of my Facebook pages for quite a while. And it was interesting to see some of the stuff that actually firsthand has been posted, Kenny, and things that are coming back and forth from people. So why don't you give us a little thumbnail sketch of what applies to the things that were important in the world of the issues last week?
Well, a listener named Rue has an issue with the way you have been talking about Donald Trump.
Really?
Uh-oh.
And
what have you been doing?
Well, she says, stop lying about Trump.
She says, lying about Trump.
Today you said Carson was in first place while talking debates. Even the Fox Business graphic has number one right on Trump's face on
the stage. Yeah, he's going into this debate as number one. However, they're checking.
What did I say, Kenny? What do you remember that I said?
Well, I remember that, what day was this? This was on Friday, but it seemed to me in the middle to late last week, there were a bunch of polls that had Ben Carson at number one, by a lot,
no,
but he was a couple points ahead.
I'm not sure what the criteria is for, because Carson has been in first.
I'm trying to figure out what it is that this person is trying to say.
Well, she's saying that you're saying Ben Carson's ahead of Trump, and obviously she likes
Trump.
Ben
Carson was ahead of Trump.
Well, yeah, but in the criteria for the Fox News debate, and I'm not sure what that was, somehow whatever polls they averaged, Trump went into this debate as number one. Truly. There's no arguing. I mean, he's number one
in this
debate.
Yes, there is arguing. Yes, there is. There's plenty to argue about because there are some who suggest that Carson has, at least the headline would suggest, I didn't look at the polls.
No.
That Carson is doing better than Trump in New Hampshire, for example.
Well,
he's easily number one.
I think what you're missing out on is, yes, in the polls, like maybe whatever, last week, today, the ones that they've done, Carson was winning. But there's a certain criteria that Fox Business sets, so we don't know from what date to what date they're averaging polls.
So what gives them, are they just setting it up for themselves? What gives them, they don't have any more information.
Each debate sets up their own criteria. So going in, I mean, there's a true fact here. Going into the Fox News debate tomorrow, Fox Business debate tomorrow, Trump goes in at one, Carson goes in at number two.
But that's what they say, according to what they looked at, according to the polls they have
their observed. Their criteria is
So what is this woman saying? I don't get it.
Well, I think when you said that Carson was in first place, she took that to be that you were lying because Fox
Trump
is in the first place.
Give it a rest, will you people? Give that stuff a rest. There's no lying. I don't even like that word. So somebody has a different perspective on it. Did I say I wanted Carson to be number one? What would be my motive? I have no interest in Carson, frankly, at all. I think he's a lightweight in terms of what he could actually do. He's a nice fella. All of this stuff is focused on him.
I think he's going to make a bumper sticker out of that.
Tough guy.
I'm a nice fella.
Carson, a nice fella.
But you know what? I'm looking at a story. I don't even know what the generation of it is. Here we are. Well, we're away by 3 months, I think, from the first primary. And now we've got all of this focus on the campaign trail again because of Donald Trump being on Saturday Night Live. And then there's the Ben Carson's dislike for the media. Is it because he's angry? The media won't take him seriously because he was a tough kid. Well, who cares?
Have you ever seen this? Is what's
this is
funny
like
about
child? This is so childish. The whole
he's
thing
actually
is childish.
Arguing to say that he had
I'm a
terrible childhood.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Most people are like, no,
honest,
no, no,
I stabbed
no.
somebody.
Yeah.
Where did that become a badge of courage?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What in the world?
We've become so backward.
We have. Thank you.
Yeah. Most people would want to
so
be able
for those
to
of you who think I have an axe to grind here, if I'm going to grind any axe, this is, and I have to say this, and your father laughs at me when I say it's not a political program, it's hard to get away from the politics now in discussions of what's going on in people's lives. But in terms of me and who my preference would be, if the election were held today and it was a choice between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, I'd vote for Donald Trump.
What if it was just a Republican primary?
In the Republican primary?
And you could vote for anybody, any candidate, any Republican candidate.
I'd vote for either Trump or Fiorini.
Kasich. Oh, I'm surprised you didn't say Kasich. Good for you.
Well, I won't because I don't think he's the president.
We should probably call her
candidate.
Fiorina, though.
Fiorina, right, exactly.
Everybody
you.
Messes up her name. It's a tough one.
Yeah, but I probably for whether you like showbiz candidates or not, Donald Trump is a showbiz candidate. But you know what? There may be some... I'm gauging... If we put all the bluster and blarney and baloney aside, Trump has run and is running a very successful business empire. You can say, well, he started with a silver spoon. His father gave him $1 million. I think his father gave him $2 million. So, but how turning $2 million into... whether it's 2 billion or 10, he says he's worth 10, so maybe it's 2. I think that's a substantial accomplishment. I don't think you do that by making a lot of mistakes, and I don't think you do it by having bad people around you. The organization is as large as it is. There are a lot of people who are very instrumental in running it and making it work. And if you can do that in a large organization, I think he has 10,000 employees plus. If, in fact, you've got that kind of experience, then I think it bodes well for organization in terms of how, whether he makes the right decisions or not, that's another discussion. But to have an organization, the United States government is completely dysfunctional. Completely, not a little, completely dysfunctional. And thus, how the country handles its problems is basically dysfunctional as well. So if there's a chance for somebody to fix that function, then I would like that to be the case. I would like that, if that's the option, between somebody who's a seasoned politician and someone who can make the government function, as they say, what they used to say, make the trains, Winston Churchill got the trains to run on time. If you can do that, then I'm voting for you. That's how. That's it. That's
I just think, you know,
line.
We're talking about this a year out from the election. We have been for months before.
Yeah.
And Canada was complaining that they had a 10-week-long election cycle.
Yeah.
I was like, welcome
and by
to
the
us.
Way, there are people who are lauding them. This kid, basically, he's 43 years old. Is that Pierre Trudeau's son? About 43, I think. No experience in politics at all, as best as I can tell. Kenny, am I right? As best as I can figure out, he doesn't have any background.
Yeah, other than, you know, unless it's the family
Father.
Business.
Yeah, family business, that's it.
I can say, though, having worked with you, Doug, for the last 12, 13 years, when you have an axe to grind, it is almost always just against the incumbent, whoever that is.
Yes. Thank you.
I believe that's true.
Yeah.
But they're the ones
equal opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. My axe to grind comes from the days of Vox Populi and thinking what is, I think I represent the voice of many people who, most people who reflect upon government poorly. And Jennifer just gave us in the last half hour, if you didn't hear it, you can listen to hour number three, the first half hour, the whole hour, a reason to be suspect about the police.
Well, and I'd like to clarify, because the officers, when they finally arrived, were wonderful.
Oh, good. But it wasn't their doing that you got there late. It was management.
Exactly what I'm going
management.
After. You know what? The reason I choose to pick Donald Trump right now is because I'm so sick of both the Republicans and the Democrats and the establishment.
Yeah.
And now I realize how corrupt it is, even on a city level. I mean, it's like, I feel like a wake-up call. I mean, mm-hmm. It's just, everything is so poorly run. And
awful.
I don't know where it started and how it got so
doesn't
bad.
Doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
That's the past. You can't live in the past. You can't be in the past. You got to be in the now and function in the here.
Yeah. It's
and
time to blow some stuff up and shake it up a little
bit. Lots of stuff. Lots of stuff needs to be blown up. It's 48 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
I teach philosophy, and my philosophy on investing is simple. Get someone else to do it. That stuff is harder than explaining Nicomachean ethics to freshmen. So I got TIAA CREF. They manage over $800 billion globally, and they've got a lot of industry accolades. Not totally sure what they all mean, but I do know it means they've got my back.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Hey, can I get a sip of that?
Parents, even if your child was vaccinated against meningococcal meningitis, he or she may not be protected against meningitis B. It's an uncommon disease that can lead to death within 24 hours and can be spread by your child's typical sharing behavior. Talk to a doctor today about vaccinating with Trumenba, meningococcal group B vaccine, and learn more at protectagainstb.com.
Cool, thanks. See ya.
Trumenba is a vaccine for 10 through 25 year olds for immunization to help prevent group B meningococcal disease. Trumenba should not be given if you had a severe allergic reaction after a previous dose. Most common side effects were injection site pain, fatigue, headache, muscle pain, and chills. Group B vaccine should not be interchanged within a series. Tell your doctor if you're pregnant. Ask your doctor about all risks and benefits of Trumenba. The FDA-approved product labeling can be found at protectagainstb.com. See our ad in Eating Well magazine.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? How do you do, Peter? Well, let's see who's here. Jennifer's here. Richie is not here. Kenny is here. Why do I keep saying Richie like I expect him to be here? Matter of fact, Peter Trahan is at the controls in our studio in Washington doing a fine job. As we get to Tech Talk time, Greg Stebbin is not here today. Richard Schimmel is former BuzzFeed contributor. He's a tech media observer. So we're going to observe what's going on already in the Black Friday department. You think the election and all the focus on the election is stupendously stupid.
It's Christmas. Come on.
Well, no, but Black Friday is supposed to be the day after Thanksgiving, and everybody's already watering it down, these greedy so-and-sos. Let's find out if that has any meaning to you. Are you going to pay attention to Black Friday? Are you just going to go online? How are you going to do your shopping this season? We'll find out what the marketers are up to in a moment here on Good Day.
November 15th is America Recycles Day, a day dedicated to encouraging Americans to recycle. This year, Plastics Make It Possible encourages you to recycle more plastics. Across the country, most communities have plastics recycling programs, and a growing number of everyday plastics can be recycled. Here's Jennifer Killinger from Plastics Make It Possible with more.
Today, nearly every household has access to a plastics recycling program, so it's never been easier to recycle everyday plastic packaging. If we all do our part, we can prevent these plastics from being wasted and use them to make great new products.
In addition to curbside recycling programs for plastics such as drink bottles, yogurt containers, and milk jugs, you can recycle plastic bags and wraps at more than 18,000 participating grocery and retail stores across the nation. Bring your plastic bags from groceries, dry cleaning, bread, and produce, as well as those plastic wraps around products such as cases of water, napkins, and diapers. Just make sure they're clean and dry, and drop them in the storefront recycling bin. For more information on plastics recycling, visit PlasticsMakeItPossible.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
56 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Richard Schimmel is here. The marketers who have decided to mess up what seems to have become a tradition of Black Friday, Black November. I think the theory here, Richard, if I remember correctly, is that there's a big push on after Thanksgiving because most of the retailers are just breaking even, and this is when they make their money, the last month of the year. Is that right?
That's right, Doug. Black Friday's been around for almost a decade now, and you know, they look at Black Friday to have the sales, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
But at times, if people do their comparison shopping, they're not always sales.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are. They're just they're ways of getting people to buy, and that's what marketing is really all about. But for those of you who are focused on the day after Thanksgiving, there are things that are going on now. Some of the big box stores that will either set the stage. Is it possible that we have more of an appetite this year? I think that's the wonder. Is the economy better and strong enough for Black Friday to still have impact, even though a lot of people are jumping the gun?
You know, for Black Friday, everybody looks forward to it. I think in the years past, we look forward to it more. It depends on what somebody's looking for. If they're looking for a printer, if they're looking for a TV, if they're looking for a tablet, you know, they'll look at Black Friday sales, and then it'll be an impulse buy. They want to get you in those stores so you can buy something, and then everything else is impulse buys.
Yeah. I wondered, speaking of that and advertising in general, we have a lot of, obviously my living is made here. All of us make our living because there's advertising, this sports program. I see there's a lot of advertising popping up on Instagram. Doesn't Facebook now own Instagram?
Yes.
So what is this, just more of the same? Was Instagram, and Kenny, I might ask you this too, known for not having a lot of ads? I don't know that much about Instagram, but the Facebook.
Initially, it didn't have a lot of ads, but as the audience grew on Instagram, of course they're going to use it as a vehicle to get their name and products across.
Mm-hmm.
They're sponsored posts now, yeah. Not like they used to be. It used to be totally ad-free in my
But they spent a billion, Facebook, Zuckerberg spent $1 billion to buy Instagram, right?
Right.
So he's got to get his money back. And so I would bet it's all sort of tied in together. That would make a whole lot of sense. All right, Richard, thank you for the ability you have to option information. I kind of like that. Richard Schimmel is a tech media observer, and he's here with us today on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.